You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. The Nuggets, were they lucky last night? Maybe in a way to miss so many shots and miss so many free throws.
Yeah, it was looking bad there at the beginning. Well, kind of all the way through it, honestly. It was kind of sloppy game.
Sloppy and poor. It was a very ugly win. So many missed shots, so many missed free throws, so many ridiculous officiating calls, too.
Yeah, so many. But hey,
but you know what?
They won.
True champions power through that stuff, and that's what the Nuggets did. Denver is going to celebrate the championship on Thursday with a parade and a rally downtown. And
Starting at Union Station, right? And then going all the way down 17th for 17 blocks.
All the way to Civic Center Park, and then all the mayor will give a speech. People will scream and holler. I thought it was pretty funny. I like this. The Colorado Avalanche tweeted out, quote, "Our roommates are NBA champs," end quote. Now, that's clever.
It is, yeah. It's on their Instagram, too. I saw it this morning.
Somebody over at Ball Arena came up with something clever.
Let me then play you a little audio. Oh, do you have something else?
Well, just... go ahead and play the audio. Right, I'll save my
camera. Here's where it went. Where it went down at the end here.
8 seconds left to go. Casey's across the timeline, and he'll dribble it out. The 47-year wait is over. The Denver Nuggets stand on top of the NBA world. They are champions, and Nuggets fans from sea to shining sea can rest or die in peace.
Dang. A little deep there at the end.
Death. Working death into it.
How nice was it to win at home, though?
Yeah.
So cool that they won it here.
That's the best.
It's the best, man. And I posted this morning, you know, I mean, we're owned by Kroenke, and it's just, it's so cool to be under that Kroenke umbrella this morning and just be like, you know, part of it all within this company. I found it very special. I feel very nice about
that. Yeah, I was thinking about the whole home thing, too, and I was watching the celebration and the fans going nuts and Coach Malone, you know, thanking the fans. Jokic thanked the fans, and they went crazy. I thought, what if we had swept Miami and this took place in Miami where they would have them up on the podium? It would have been pretty dead silent.
It would have been quiet, you know? Yeah, whereas here, it was like everybody was out there. And gosh, speaking of Kroenke, I mean, the Rams won the Super Bowl in 22, the Mammoth had the NLL champs in 22, Avs in 22, and now the Nuggets in 2023. It's like four championships in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Pretty
darn
cool.
And then if you go back
cool.
just a few more years, you got the Broncos in 2016, so just 7 years ago. And the Rapids won it all in 2010. So, really, every professional sport except for the Rockies have won a championship just in the last 13 years.
Pretty darn cool, man. Pretty darn
Denver is the center of the sports world for the last decade, no matter what anybody else says. I mean, that many championships over almost every sport except one.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I was seeing pictures from Dick's Sporting Goods, the stores, last night. Absolute pandemonium. Just insane. I was thinking about going by one after work today, but I don't know. We'll see. T-shirts are like $60.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't mind waiting. I want one, but I don't mind waiting a little bit. I'm fine. I don't need to get caught up in this area. I'm hoping.
Really?
Slapshot Broadcasting will buy us one.
I'm looking forward to the party that they're going to throw for all the employees, which is also very nice. Yeah. So anyway. And then only 11 people were shot last night, so that's good too.
Yes. Saw some of the headlines. God.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, my last comment about before we move on to other things, and it's a very mean comment, but I can't help it because it was on my mind nonstop. Why does the NBA commissioner remind me of Gollum? Put his picture side by side.
Yeah, I could see that.
He looks like Gollum.
Jeez, way to make fun of somebody's looks, man.
Sorry, I told you it was mean. I preface.
Harsh.
He did. He said some pretty crappy things about me, so we're even. Former Denver Broncos kicker Jim Turner, he's in the Ring of Fame at Mile High Stadium. He passed away yesterday at the age of 82. That was a true Iron Man. He never missed a single game in his long career. And like I said, he's in the Ring of Fame. The he's one of the last of the toe kickers, just straight on kicking it, you know, instead of this soccer style or whatever. What else is going on? What's a sexy job? Do we have sexy jobs, do you think? Radio announcer?
I think so. Is that sexy? Yeah, it's fairly sexy.
Not according to survey. They went out and surveyed both men and women looking for the sexiest professions. Yawn. It's the same ones near the top for what women were saying about dudes. Firefighter. Okay.
All right. Fine.
Construction worker. Okay.
Sure.
Fine. Things in there, though, like mechanic, electrician, farmer.
Yeah.
Farmers are sexy.
Hells yeah.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. Top 10 sexiest professions, according to men, are flight attendant, nurse, secretary, teacher. I do. It's just such a silly, dumb list. Huh. Although, what stood out to me was they asked, what's the least sexy job you can have? And both sides, both men and women, said judge. Being a judge.
Judge.
I don't know. It strikes me that it's could like be a pretty sexy thing. Job. Yeah. You know, what do you got? What if you're wearing nothing under that robe?
Yeah, a little something peeking out.
It's dumb. The Taylor Swift tour is trending, too, because somebody went and generated what they think is the total amount of revenue that this tour will pump out for local economies and local spending. They say it's going to be $4.5 billion for the entire tour. And at first I took that for granted, then I dug into it, and they say it's because they base it on things like hotel accommodations for people traveling from out of town, meals, blah, blah, blah. But what they base it on is an average spend for each person who goes to the show of $1,300.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't buy that.
Oh, I do for that concert.
Yeah, but the vast majority of people who have tickets didn't buy them from scalpers. They bought them straight up. And what were those ticket prices? Like $100 to $200?
No.
Well, no, on the secondary market, they're $1,000, but they don't sell them originally.
I don't know.
They're like maybe $200. But anyway, the point being, not that many people. It's not like everyone is flying in to go to a show. Like when she plays Denver in July, the bulk of those people will be sleeping in their own beds that night. So I think they might have inflated these numbers a little bit.
Maybe, I don't know.
But here's the thing. They also say what Taylor Swift herself is making. Jeremy, each show, she's pocketing about $10 million.
Good for her, man.
$10 million per show.
Cha-ching.
Now you know why artists don't rely on record sales anymore and why they rely on tours.
Man,
do the math on that.
Good for her.
What else is trending?
This.
Yeah, this is interesting.
This is Jeopardy. End of an era. 76-year-old Pat Sajak retiring as the host of Wheel of Fortune. The 41st season that starts in September will be his last. He put out a little tweet, said, "It's been a wonderful ride. I'll have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to y'all. If nothing else, it'll keep the clickbait sites busy." Yeah, he's pretty funny. And you kind of wonder if Vanna will follow, if he's going to bounce.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's been the host since 1983. I can remember many kitchen dinners growing up at home with Wheel of Fortune going in the background. I did hear that he's going to stay on as some sort of consultant, though. Some sort of wheel consultant.
Why maybe do you need trying a consultant on that?
I don't know. Maybe trying to be a part of hiring a new host or something. But yeah, I guess he's going to stick around just a little bit.
You know, if I was a consultant for Wheel of Fortune, I would consult the contestants. And I would say, stop buying vowels.
Yeah,
it's
when you don't
so
need to, for
obvious.
Sure.
Obvious.
Yes.
They buy vowels when it's just, you're just throwing money away. You're
throwing your money away.
Stop buying the vowels. There, I've been a consultant for Wheel
like
of Fortune.
An A and there's like 9 A's and you're like, oh man, you just threw a bunch of money at a puzzle that you could have solved easily. What a jackass. All right, speaking of TV shows, there's a poll of 2,000 people and 81% of those people said, their mood influences what they watch, and 51% said what they watch can change their mood. For for the rest of the day. So if you're watching a happy show, you're going to be happy. If you're watching a stressful show, you're going to be stressful for the rest of the day. Like if you're watching Breaking Bad or Ozark or...
That makes sense.
I've noticed this after my wife gets off the elliptical after she's watched Yellowstone, and she's like all stressed out about what's going to happen. And she comes down and starts quizzing me like, does so-and-so live? I need to know. Is this kid going to be okay?
She wants to know. Spoilers?
She does, yeah.
Do you give them to her?
A little bit. Yeah, let's just say yeah. I tell her. Because she's like, I don't know if I can continue to watch if I know that this kid dies. I'm like, he doesn't die, so keep watching. It's good. So yeah, she's all stressed out over Yellowstone. A new poll out asking people if they think tossing a banana peel on the ground was littering.
This is interesting.
Depends on where. They say if you drop the banana peel in a forest, it's not littering, but dropping it on the street is littering.
I think I would agree with that.
I guess so. If you're in a city.
Because on the forest floor, it can just stay there, but on the street, you don't want it to stay there.
No, but within minutes, I mean, cars running over a banana peel and stuff, it'll disintegrate. I don't mind throwing biodegradable things out the window. If my kids are in the back eating an apple and they got the core left, I'm like, just toss it, you know, as we go by a field or something. I would toss a banana out.
I feel the same way.
It'll disintegrate. It's fine.
But I understand, and I respect the people who say it's littering regardless.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
I've thrown many an apple core out into the woods, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some animal will be happy to find that.
Yeah, the little bugs. Little bugs will get it. There's a man named Mark something or other in Phoenix. He's been delivering packages for UPS for almost 50 years.
Dang.
Dating back to June of 1973, this dude has driven more than 1 million miles and has had zero accidents. How about that?
Really?
He's retiring now, but yeah, 1 million miles on the odometer. He says he's going to retire, spend some time with family, play some golf, and some pickleball. Get your pickleball on.
I wanted to see when UPS started. I was like, is it even that old? UPS has been around more than a century. I didn't know that.
Well, it's been around a while. What can Brown do for you? 16-year-old gamer broke the record to become the fastest typist in the world. He hit 300 words per minute.
Dang.
7-Eleven is changing their Slurpee cups. They're redesigning them. Meh. They look fine. Whatever. They're just kind of rainbowy. And, Dom, why is this still a thing? 45% of American couples argue over the thermostat settings.
Yes.
Why is this still going on?
Fair question, Jer.
It's so tired, isn't it? It's like the toilet seat, up or down, or the toilet paper, up or down.
We have discussions about it because there's a lot of hot flashes going on in my house.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of the fan running and the air running and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, I'll go put on a hoodie.
Yeah. I luckily am the only one in the house that installed the thermostat setting, the app on my phone, so I can...
You're a little bit of a control freak about that stuff.
Turn it up or down a little bit. Yeah. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This little video's really taken up some speed the past couple days. A baby deer fell into a backyard pool in New York, but a little 12-year-old boy named Anthony helped scoop him out each time. This has happened a couple times, I guess. His dad was there filming, encouraging him to stay away from the baby once it was out. But it's a pretty darn cute video, and this little kid saves a baby deer.
Aww.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.